Very ancient humans. Recently something was found in Africa which according to archaeologists should have never existed. It was a perfectly laid out ruin of a town in South Africa. The town was about 900 square miles and parts of the foundation are perfectly preserved. I cannot believe we will be hearing much more about this since it hasn't made the main news and probably won't. I am so tired of discoveries like this being kept from the general public because they don't fit into what we are being told. The construction was said to have taken place about 200,000 years before Christ. It seems the ruins could be seen from the air and no scientists paid any attention to them. My guess is this was too hot a topic for them to handle. The time period is all wrong for them. Even though the time for humans having existed has been pushed back continuously, to about 200,000 years, we were supposed to be what is known as hunter-gatherers, not settlers with the capability of building anything. According to scientists, we would have been more like animals at the time. But wait, Neanderthals were said to have been around for over 500,000 years, but never built any structures. Could this town have been built by them? If it was true, it would have meant they were as smart as ancient humans. We just recently found out they could talk. It was felt they didn't have that ability before this. The idea was they were just strong dumb mutes and yet their brains were bigger than ours. Still, it doesn't seem they were builders of any kind and hadn't advanced very much in all the time they were on Earth. Another mystery is what happened to them? The town which was discovered also was surrounded by drawings and circles, yet no one decided to investigate these strange things. When one looks down on these markings, they look more like a ruin of a city would look from the air. One would have thought curiosity would have taken over and someone in the scientific community would have wanted to know who the former inhabitants were and how old the ruins and drawings were. One scientist said when the discoverer of the ruins told him about the ruins, he may have thought they were very old but had no idea of the incredible age of the ruins, which point to the very first human culture ever found so far. He didn't mention the fact this would change the history of humans, even though it does. The ruins contain a lot of stone circles, which I find amazing since stone circles appear all over the earth, so there must have been some significance to them, we don't know about. Is this lost race the one which taught later races how to build huge structures and move rocks of incredible weight? People who know about these ruins are now calling the ones who built the town the first ones. While this sounds appropriate, it very well may not be. If we are finding ruins this old, who is to say there are not more which we haven't discovered which are even older? It turns out there were also rock carvings made by these people. One was an ankh, and this was done hundreds of thousands of years before the Egyptians existed. They also worshipped the sun. One question which may never be answered is, where did these people come from? This cannot be allowed to get into the main news media because then it will prove our ancient history is wrong. It could turn out that some of the things kept out of the general news or not paid much attention to are right on point. For example, there were footprints found in Utah in sandstone which were made at the same time. One set was from a dinosaur, the other from a human wearing sandals. There are other indications which show humans could have been around during the time of the dinosaurs. The famous Ica stones are painted with humans and dinosaurs on them standing together. So, what, you might say? The so what is, the stones were painted at least 25,000 years ago. This means the people in those days would not have known what the different dinosaurs looked like. So how could they have painted them on stones unless they found some hidden ancient record trove and copied what they found? Some say the stones are frauds, but the sheer number of the stones found would indicate many people had to spend so many thousands of hours painting them that no one person could have forged them. A doctor believed they were real and collected them. The doctor was Javier Cabrera Darker. There were other paintings on some of the stones which showed long extinct fish and other animals which are no longer with us. How could ancient people know about these things? It is said over 100,000 of these painted stones were found in a cave. To make this even stranger, it is said some of the stones pictured flying machines, just as the temple at Abydos in Egypt does. Some say the town was in on carving and painting the stones to sell to tourists, but that has never been proven. Other evidence which indicates humans have been on this planet for at least millions of years are articles found inside stones which I have talked about many times before. Jewelry have been found inside lumps of coal which is millions of years old, as have electrical components inside rocks which could be 25 million years old. Then there was the doll which was found at almost 200 feet deep when a farmer was drilling for water. I believe there is ample evidence to at least suspect we are a very old race and may have even been a space race at one time. Many times, objects which look like ruins have been photographed on the Moon and Mars and maybe other bodies we don't know about, and if they are ruins, they could have been structures built by us. There has long been theories we have been an advanced race before and something happened to knock us back to the Stone Age. Some suspect the date for some of the ancient disasters on Earth are wrong and may have happened even further back. I am talking about things like the flood which encompassed the entire Earth. We may just be repeating what we have already accomplished in the past.